Giant Radio, original podcast.
Life is not a bed of roses, but one person who tries to make it so for us is the mother. This is Manika, and we have the second episode of the series Real Moms, Real Stories in association with the Champa Tree. And today, the mother that we have has gone through such a phase in life which was of a personal distress, but she did not let her child get affected because of that. What's her story and how she positively handled everything? Let me quickly introduce her to you. She is a renowned chef, Aisha Nalaseth. Aisha has successfully paved her way out of a stressful divorce and is raising her beautiful daughter Samara as a single parent. Hey Aisha, welcome to Chimes Radio.
Hi Manika, thank you so very much for having me here at Chimes Radio. I'm so excited and thrilled to be here and share my experiences.
It's wonderful to have you here. Aisha, you are a chef and a single mother. Being a chef is definitely quite a demanding job. So, what is your secret mantra to strike a balance between these two roles of being a mother and a chef?
Well, Manika, this is a really tough question. It can be a major struggle balancing work and my beautiful daughter Samara. I think with time, I have learned to stop putting so much pressure on myself and just started to ease into the role of being a chef and a mother. I won't lie, there are days that feel like a roller coaster, and there are days when I'm on an absolute guilt trip, okay? But I think my secret mantra is communication, all right? I talk a lot to Samara. I explain to her. I give her the scenario that Mama is going to be really very busy. She has a lot of orders today. She has to do a lot of cooking. And I explain to her and she understands. My second mantra is also that I involve her. I involve her in what I'm doing. So there are days when I'll involve her in making a batter or, you know, making a recipe that is interesting for her and she learns something new as well. So, you know, I create that balance with work and my daughter by just keeping her involved and communicating. And I feel that that goes a really long way because she's excited and she finds a new hobby as well. So that's how I try to balance work and Samara.
Wonderful. And isn't that perfect to have communication with your child, get them involved in whatever you are doing? And trust me, this is what I have been telling the listeners all this while. Taking a conversation further, we all know that when in a relationship we decide to part ways, it is a very painful and difficult time. Aisha, you had such a time, such a phase in your life with your ex-husband when you decided to part ways with him. So, how did your daughter take the entire thing and what exactly did you do as her guardian to ensure that she understands the situation well and also that it does not affect her, as kids are really very sensitive towards such things?
Yes, Manika, this was a very difficult phase as a single mom and of course wanting the best for your child. I started doing a lot of research and I got in touch with different therapists to understand the best way to tackle a separation and of course ensuring that my daughter Samara is not impacted in a negative manner. A few important things that I kept in mind that I would like to share was first being very very open and telling Samara that we were divorced. I wanted her to be familiar and understand the word divorce. And she should never feel ashamed that her parents are divorced. I think that plays such an important role because, you know, kids hear other children talking. Someone in the passing may just say, oh, your parents are divorced. And that can, you know, impact her in a very negative manner. So I wanted her to be very familiar with that. That was the first step. The second step was making everything feel absolutely normal. That yes, Mom and Dad are separate, but Samara is our world, you know. Everything revolves around Samara, that we love her the most. To make her feel that, you know, she is loved and that no matter what the problem is between her mom and dad, she is the center of our universe. So, you know, these two important points really helped in making Samara feel absolutely secure.
That is really amazing. And yes, that's what we need to make the children understand in such a situation, that they are loved and cherished, and which definitely will make them feel at ease to a great extent. Often in marital relationships, there are tensions, there are frictions, so much so that people decide to part ways. But its effect on children is immense. Aisha, do you have any advice for parents who are presently in a strained relationship in terms of how to handle the kids? Especially, I'm talking about mothers here. What must they do to ensure that the child is the least affected person in such a scenario?
Manika, I feel that this is a really important question. When parents are in a strained relationship, the kids land up getting the brunt of it all. Again, to this question, I have a few pointers maybe parents can keep in mind. So, you know, when a relationship is strained, I feel that it's very important, first, not to dump, you know, your issues on your kids. So don't tell your children, you know, negative things about each other. Let kids be kids. Second, don't make the kids pick between the favorite parents, you know. Unknowingly, we land up doing that. They're put in such a difficult position. Third, don't talk ill about your partner in front of the kids. Don't say something nasty or don't, degrade the mother or the father in front of the child. At the end of the day, for your child, their mom and dad are the greatest. And when they hear ill coming from the mother or the father, that really impacts them. Then as moms, you know, we land up having misplaced anger. We may be irritated with our spouse. And we land up, you know, removing all that anger on our kids. The last point, fifth point, and I feel is the most important point here. Do not fight in front of your children. And I can share, you know, an example with you. One night, my husband and me were fighting in our room. Samara was 2 years old and she was sleeping in her room. And we assumed she was sleeping. But unfortunately, next day in the morning, my daughter comes to me. And she tells me, Mama, don't be upset. Daddy gets angry with me also. It's okay, don't be upset. And, you know, hearing that just broke my heart. That a 2-year-old child understands that her parents are fighting. And she's, you know, kind of consoling me and telling me, don't cry, Mama. Don't be upset, Mama. And of course, here it's not about dad or mom. It's about both parents. These things go a long way. See, ultimately, you want your child to feel normal, to be safe, you know, to have a warm and safe environment. And when we do all this, they start feeling insecure and they start acting up. So the best way, especially when you're going through a tough marriage, is to keep things as normal as possible, especially for the child.
Those are such golden words of advice. Yes, definitely. Whatever is the situation in the house between the spouse and you, don't let the child bear the brunt of it. Give them a safe and protected environment. Because after all, everything is about the child. Talking about the children, let's talk about motherhood as well. Motherhood has every day full of surprise. Aisha, which is the best surprise that your daughter has given to you?
Manika, every day is a surprise with my daughter. She does something different, something new every single day. Like today, she wrote an essay on her own. She's 6 years old and she wrote an essay and she read it out to me. Okay, every day is a surprise. So there are days when she'll just make a card for me. And that just touches my heart, you know, that she's just like, she takes those aches and pains of, you know, writing down how she feels. And I think the thing that actually surprises me is that she's only 6, but there are so many things that she understands, she accepts, and she just goes with the flow, and she's a happy baby. And that makes me feel so good that, you know, no matter what our situation has been the last couple of years, my baby is happy, she's loving, she's caring, she's warm. And I think that is what is surprising. That if you just involve your kids, tell them the truth, be open with them, you know, things can just be so wonderful. So yeah, she surprises me on a daily basis. And Every day is something new.
And yes, I can definitely make it out with that smile and love in your voice, Aisha. How beautiful surprises your daughter gives you. And that's how the love of kids is. Their unique ways of expressing it is definitely out of this world. And that's the joy that motherhood brings. And what else does it bring along? Motherhood brings love, sleepless nights, a glow on your face, your arms full of little bundle of joy, and also those extra kilos on you. Aisha, talking about those extra kilos, you had them and you have gone through an amazing weight loss journey. So tell us, what role did your daughter play in that?
Oh gosh, Manika, yes. I was 120 kilos. I was huge. And that went on for almost 2-3 months. I'd look at myself and say, oh gosh, you know, I really don't like the way I look. Samara had started running around and, you know, she needed constant attention. And I would not be able to keep up with her needs. And then I thought that, you know, this is not happening. Like, I cannot be like this. And I feel that these things are so important because children are a reflection of you, of the mother. And when they see that, you know, we tend to have bad habits, like maybe eating the wrong foods, not working out right, or not getting in some exercise, the children tend to do the same thing. So I said, you know, I got to change this. I need to start working out. I need to start eating clean. And Samara is going to follow the same footsteps. So now today, I see Samara herself saying, okay, you know, mommy, today I took 3 rounds. I walked 3 rounds. I jogged 3 rounds. And that makes me feel so happy. I want her to live a happy, healthy lifestyle. And she actually did motivate me to, you know, lose weight.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Kids learn from what they see their parents doing. So in order to have healthy kids, have a healthy lifestyle. And I'm sure other mothers who are struggling to achieve similar results would love to have some tips from you, Aisha.
Okay, so a few tips, you know, to losing weight, especially, you know, with a 2-year-old daughter and work and all fit. So I started following a very strict routine. I would wake up at 5:45. Go to the gym, work out for an hour, follow a strict diet. Alright, I was on a low carb diet and I would keep myself busy. I would stay hydrated. I took in a lot of, you know, a lot of seeds and nuts that I would consume through the day, and I controlled my diet. Now, ultimately, I realized, you know, everything is about the willpower. And you know, I used to push myself that I shall no eating junk. So if, you know, you want to start your weight loss journey, I think you should get first into a routine. No matter how busy you are, I feel removing that 1 hour in the day for yourself is very important. Ultimately, a happy mama leads to a happy baby. So if you are not happy, your baby's not going to be happy. Your baby's going to be cranky. So I think small tips, if you start taking and incorporating them during the day, you are going to start feeling good. So I hope this helps.
Oh, definitely it does. And I, for one, will start following your tips. And now let us talk about something which has been on our mind ever since this situation started. The pandemic. The pandemic has done rampant changes in our life, in our lifestyle that we could have never imagined. Aisha, the way this pandemic has gotten this new normal for us. What changes have you done in your household? How are you handling your work, your kids' online classes, and this screen time which has increased immensely because of this?
So Manika, we have kind of put, all of us have put ourselves in a routine. Okay, my daughter is in a routine. She has a schedule that she follows. I'm in a routine. My mom and dad are in a routine. She has her online classes happening as well. So we kind of have a nice balance where she goes out to play. So we have a garden where she cycles. She runs around. Then she comes inside. She plays on the balcony with her toys. And then she has a little bit of screen time. All right. She has, like, in the whole day, half an hour screen time she does have. And I don't stop her. I let her, you know, whatever she wants. She likes watching Peppa Pig and she likes watching Masha and the Bear. I haven't totally eliminated the screen time and I don't want to do that. It's all right. I feel that, you know, let her enjoy that little time that she gets to watch. She lands up on her own telling me, okay, mama, you know, bus time ho gaya. I will not watch more. I'll go and play. So it's not been that bad. We've been managing, we've been coping. But yes, I would really love her school to start and she go back to school soon. But as of now, so far, so good. She's taking each day as it comes, enjoys her sessions. And I think so far we are good.
Yes, so far we certainly are good because it is commendable. We are adjusting to this situation which has come up in front of us. Aisha, it was lovely, lovely talking to you today. Such great insights and advices you had for our parents. I'm sure they're going to learn a lot from your experience.
Thank you, Manika, for having me here at Chimes Radio. I hope the little pointer was, you know, that I've given helps parents out there. And helps moms, single moms as well. Thank you once again for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You have a great day as well. And I'm sure all the people listening to us are having great time too. We were in conversation with Aisha Nala Seth in Real Moms, Real Stories in association with the Champa Tree. We'll be back with the next episode really soon. Till then, keep watching the space, keep exploring more podcasts by us, and don't forget to tune to Chimes Radio, India's first kids radio and podcast network. Chimes Radio.